The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good.
We have with us Matt Marzani, Keystone Upholstering Company. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jackie? Everything is good.
Everything is good here, too. Thank you very much. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunwall Corners Live webcam tab. We have a webcam up on the roof pointed at the corners, so you can always see what's going on at Dunwall Corners.
Look us up on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Matt Marzani, owner of Keystone Upholstering Company, how long have you been doing what you do?
Well, I've been doing it since I'm about 12 years old. My father started the business in a big way. My grandfather actually started it in a small way. But my father turned it into Keystone Upholstering in the 50s, and I've been doing it since about 1967.
Very good. And it's family run, and your son is now in the business.
My son, Nathan, works full-time for us for the last, I can't believe it's already 12 years, but it's 12 years, and he's becoming a great craftsman.
Okay, wonderful. You do fine work, excellent work, and you have... not only a showroom at your place of business at 1521 North Main Avenue, Scranton, next to the former North Scranton High School,
mm-hmm.
but you have a parking lot.
We do. In fact, in the neighborhood where we're located, there is no parking.
None.
So we have to be diligent about who uses our parking lot. It's for our customers and not anyone else. I put signs out. They get removed.
Uh-huh.
There's little storefronts next to us that have no parking. There's a doctor of some sort, a psychiatrist or something. There's a little used store. They have no parking whatsoever, and I hate to be nasty about it, but I only have parking for about 10 cars, and I need it.
Right.
Yes, you do.
Sure.
Because our building is set back. The parking lot's right in the front. We have to keep
how
it.
How convenient.
Yeah.
But how we were talking before the show about how many people don't parallel park, don't want to parallel park, don't know how to parallel park.
That's right.
So a parking lot is so convenient.
Well, and also on North Main Avenue, there is no parking.
Right.
you can't.
You can't parallel park, or you can't vertical park, or park upside down. You can only illegally park.
No, we don't want that.
No, we don't encourage that.
Okay, so last week we ended the show with talking about, which was fascinating to me, about the woods once used in furniture, and now what's being used. And you gave us a nifty trick at the end of the show saying you could tell if your furniture is of quality because you lift it. If you can revisit that right now,
sure.
How do we tell if it is good quality wood?
One of the simplest ways to tell, and it is not 100% accurate, but fairly accurate, is to pick up one front corner of a sofa. It shouldn't pick up any more than an inch or two until the other side picks up. In other words, that's checking for how much flex the frame has. So if it's a decent hard wood, properly constructed, it'll stay fairly rigid. It won't be dead rigid, because they never are. That doesn't work. They would break. But it should be fairly rigid. A really bad frame, like a particle board frame, would be as flexible as licorice. You'd pick the sofa up even 8 or 10 inches and the other leg will stay on the floor. That is one way to tell. Another way to tell, really good furniture shouldn't be all that heavy. It should have a nice heft to it, a certain amount of weight. But if it's too heavy, that usually means it's a particle board frame and it's not good. But common sense will tell you, if your furniture is less than 10 years old, it's a very good chance it's not something you should reupholster. Unless you really love it, in which case I would have to show you how I can correct the frame. If your furniture is older than 20 years, it's almost a guarantee that it's good. It was all good. Even so-called, lower-priced furniture, working-class type furniture, I call it. It was well made, even up to the 80s. It's just now with a lot of stuff coming from China, and a lot of and factories just having to cut their costs down to nothing to stay open, due to foreign competition, that the quality has been cut to death. So
the quality has suffered. So mm-hmm. Back in the day, it was maple. Then it went to oak. Then it went to poplar, pine.
Poplar and ash.
And ash.
And okay. Then it went to pine.
Then it went to pine.
And then it went to particle board. And now I see a lot of, I'm going to call it a hybrid frame, where the arms are made of molded plastic under the upholstery, attached cleverly to some artificial wood-like product. I don't know what else to call.
I don't even know how you would identify.
Well, the good part is you'll never have termites. There's nothing they can eat there.
All right. So are there other ways to tell if a piece has quality?
Yes. And keep in mind, none of these are 100%. But one sure way, if you lift up your cushions off the seat and push down on the edge of the furniture, better furniture will have springs there. That edge will spring down, where lower quality furniture, that'll be a wooden frame there with just a little filling, a little foam rubber or cotton and fabric over it, so it'll feel stiff. And the reason I say that's not 100%, there's a lot of good furniture that has a hard frame in the front. All the Ethan Allen has hard frames in the front, and it's very good. It's just the way they did their spring setups. But the original hand-tied coil spring furniture would always have a spring edge. And the reason for that is it makes it so the edge of your cushion up above it doesn't wear out. Because there's, similar to if you have terrible shock absorbers on a car, it'll wear the tires funny. If you have improper spring work, it wears the cushions funny. But there is many ways around it. So that is not a 100% rule. I can guarantee this. If you have a spring edge under your cushions, I guarantee you it's good furniture. It's just that if you have a hard edge under your spring edge, I don't guarantee that it's bad. It still could be good. I'd have to look at it. If it's Ethan Allen, their stuff was all good and it was all hard edge. But there's a lot of furniture that used what we call a hard edge that was good. But if it's a spring edge, that was the best way.
So many people, obviously can't just pick up their sofa, couch and bring it into you. Oh, is this worth reupholstering? So what can they do easily for you and them in order for you to determine?
Sure. There's several ways. You can either email a picture of it to me and I will email a price back to you, which will be the labor price plus how many yards of fabric it will take. That's one way. Another way commonly used, people take a cell phone picture of their furniture and stop in. And then they can select the fabric while they're there, and then they'll know exactly what it'll all cost.
And what is your email address?
The email is info@keystonefabrics.net.
Okay. And so a picture is all you need. You don't need to see it in person. However, you will do that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We will come to your house to take the furniture when the time comes. Or if you're someone, sometimes an elderly person, they don't use a cell phone And if they do, they don't know how to take a picture with the cell phone.
Or they don't use a computer.
Or they don't use a computer. There's a lot of those. A lot of people don't. So we will send someone to your house. There's a woman that works with us. Her name is Beth. And she's happy to come to your house. And she will look at your sofa. And she is not she's more of a decorating expert. But she will take a picture of your sofa and bring it back and show it to myself or my brother or my son or any of the help that's there. And we'll know exactly what it is because we have seen them all.
Okay. What about the dining room furniture? There's a lot of people out there that do things on their own. Pinterest is somewhere that a lot of people like to go, crafty people, to figure out how to do things. And obviously, you know, some people feel that if they have the fabric, a little creativity, and a staple gun, they might be able to do this on their own, take out a cushion and reupholster it. But there's nothing like when it's professionally done.
I've seen a lot of dining room seats that people do themselves. And some people that are really good at things can do a pretty good job on it. No matter how good they are, it won't be as good as the way we do it because the good fillings are not available to you. There is nowhere for you to buy them. My suppliers won't sell to you. I mean, if you come to me and you want to buy a sheet of foam rubber for your cushions, I will be glad to sell it to you. But if you go to a fabric store that sells foam rubber, it's very low quality stuff. It will never be any good. And on a dining room seat, the dining room seat typically has 1.5 to 2.5 inches thick in the filling in the seat. Now, when you have filling that thin, it has to be very high quality. Otherwise, when you sit on it, you're going right through the filling, right to the wood. Not that different from, say, an old Torino with a worn-out seat, and you sit on the vinyl, and you feel the springs.
You feel the springs.
And there's another condition. This is a little bit funny, but I'm going to tell you anyway. There's dining room seats. We call them toilet seats. The reason we call them that is they're made from a piece of plywood with a round hole cut in the middle, and then they stretch rubber straps over the hole and put foam rubber on top of the whole thing. Well, when it's brand new, it's okay. But within a very short time, a couple of years, it sags. So it gives you that toilet
kind of feeling.
But it's not. Always remember
that. Okay.
And we fix those all the time. Usually with those, we just cut new seats to start over.
Right.
It's just a piece. We just use a piece of 3/4-inch plywood and reupholster it. And when you're filling a dining room seat, it's not just the question of taking a piece of 1-inch foam and wrapping fabric around it. The art of upholstering is layering fillings. So to tell you quickly how it's done, we'll take that piece of 3/4-inch plywood, and you start off, if the plywood is 20 by 20, and I'm saying that just for an easy number, you take a piece of polyester batting, the good stuff, about 1 inch thick, and you cut it maybe 16 by 16, and you center it onto the seat, onto the wood. Then, whether it's a 1.5 or a 2-inch, it depends on the way it's done, you take a 2-inch high-density polyurethane and you glue it to the wood. Now, the polyurethane should be cut 1/2 inch bigger than the wood all the way around. But the piece of Dacron batting under it gives you a slight crown so it's not a flat look. Then you use a piece of 1-ounce polyester batting on top of the polyurethane, because foam rubber shouldn't be against polyurethane. There should be something separating it. They are not good for each other. They're both made from oil, and they will react to each other. Just like if you want to remove lacquer paint, the best thing to remove it with is lacquer paint, because everything cuts itself. And that's the same thing with fabric and foam rubber. The fabric should never be against the foam rubber. Any good upholsterer knows that. Now, the average consumer that's doing their own seats, they buy a piece of 1-inch foam rubber from a place like Joann's or Walmart or something like that. They staple fabric onto it. Really, when they're finished, they have nothing. it's no good. It's not the way it's supposed to be. And usually there's a welting cord that goes around the bottom of the dining room seat before it's installed on the chair. And they usually, that never gets put back on either, because you have to have the proper sewing machine. You have to know how to do it. It's like any other trade. There's things, I mean, my sewing machines are $5,000 a piece. You know, it's not like you can just do it with a home sewing machine. It won't do it the same way.
Right. You know, I agree. But I mean, I can't fault somebody for wanting to do it on their own. And there's a lot of DIYers out there, and that's fine. But there's nothing like the look.
No, you got to have a craftsman. These guys are craftsmen. They've been doing it their whole lives. That's what we need.
And there's one more thing that I would like to say about dining room seats. Very often, the frames on dining room chairs are loose.
Yep. Yes,
very often.
Uh-huh.
See, years ago, dining room chairs were always on a wood floor. Everybody had a wood floor in their dining room. So when you stood up, the chair would slide. But now very often, well, now people are going back to wood. I know you did. But a lot of houses are still wall-to-wall carpeting. And now when you stand up, the chair won't slide on carpeting.
Right.
So that's what makes the main part of the chair loose. I'm pointing to it as if the people can see me. That'll make the main part of the chair loose. This part right here, Jack.
I had a few of those.
They do.
That's the whole point to keep in mind with reupholstery. It's not just about the fabric and the seat cover. It's about you
making it right.
It takes about 24 bar clamps to re-glue one dining room chair.
It's very sturdy when it comes back in.
And it's also, the wood is cleaned, touched up, and resealed. So your dining room chairs come back to you, they're new, or at least almost new. It's not the same as doing them yourself.
Right.
It's not even close.
You got that right.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay, Matt Marzani, owner of Keystone Upholstery and Company, your contact info, please.
We're located at 1521 North Main Avenue in Scranton, which is next door to North Scranton Junior High School, now Goodwill Apartments. Our phone number is 570-343-7123, and our email is info@keystonefabrics.net.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Yes, we have a remodeled two-unit at 302-304 Wayne Street in Archbold for $111,000. This building has a four-bedroom apartment and a two-bedroom apartment with a solid rental history. The four-bedroom apartment has a master bathroom, and the whole building has low taxes of only $1,400 a year. There are two balconies, a large deck, off-street parking, all in a great neighborhood, just steps from the Lackawanna Heritage Trail. That's a remodeled two-unit at 302-304 Wayne Street in Archbold for $111,000, and that's listed by Dan Taylor of our office.
Thanks, Pat. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate asks, what does your dream sound like?
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
We can take that wall out, extend this room.
No, honey. We're not knocking any walls down. Mommy, can we turn this into a basketball court? No, sweetie. It's a dining room. We're going to put a table in here and eat our meals.
My bedroom is huge!
Oh, you already have your bedroom picked out, huh?
This place is great.
I love it.
Whether you're searching for your family's new home or selling and moving on to the next exciting chapter in your life's journey, the award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate are here to help you realize your dream. Get in touch at jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We have returned. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing today?
Excellent.
Isn't this always good learning all of this stuff?
I love this stuff.
I know you do.
And Matt Marzani, owner of Keystone Upholstering Company, is with us for the second week in a row.
Yes.
Doing a fabulous job here.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. First half of the show, we were talking about ways to tell if a piece of furniture is made of quality.
Right. We talked about flexible frames and spring edges. And
you had some handy dandy tips, but not always 100% accurate. But
it's a rule of thumb.
Okay. So right before the break, we were talking about how reupholstering is not just about the fabric. It's about...
It's really not just about the fabric. The fabric is the part that you see at the end. Reupholstering is about essentially the professional layering of different density fillings onto spring work to attain the proper seating. Boy, I'd hate to sound technical because it's just not that technical. But it's about layering. It's not about laying a slab of foam rubber on a spring and putting a fabric over it. It's about graduated densities where you start off with a hard filling on top of the springs directly, then a medium, then a soft, then a very soft.
But it also includes wood repair.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And refinishing.
Right.
Which most people don't think about.
Well, I don't do refinishing of bedroom sets or dining room tables, but we do refinish anything on an upholstered piece. You know, and I'm saying refinishing, but we actually avoid refinishing unless it's just too bad, because usually we can clean it, touch it up, and reseal it, and you will think it's refinished, yet it maintains its original finish. That's always the goal. Refinished, we only refinish if it's just not fixable, if it's just too bad. You know, an elegant indoor piece, as it gets older and worn out, gets relegated to the porch. You know, a rocking chair, and it's exposed to the elements. Well, then, once they're that far gone, I can't touch it up. I can refinish it and make it new, and that's what we would need to do. So it all depends on the condition. And that's another thing we did not touch on, Jackie, that I want to mention quickly, if I may. Condition of the furniture doesn't mean much to me. The bones are what matters. I don't care if the whole frame is loose, because no matter how good a frame is, it's water-soluble glue holding all these joints together. And eventually, about 15 years, they need to be re-glued. The good part is when they're re-glued, they're brand new again. Even if there was a lot of overuse where the joints really got ruined, and by that I mean a dowel in a hole wore the hole to a point where the hole is bigger, well, then the dowel isn't going to really do what it's supposed to do. So what we do in that case, we drill the hole out again, one size up, take the dowel out, drill that out, and go one size up with the dowel. So when we put it back together, using hardwood dowels, it's all brand new again. Very often better than new.
Sturdy. Okay. You mentioned the outdoors. Do you do cushions? And
we do lots of outdoor furniture. We do canopy covers for gliding swings. We do all kinds of outdoor cushions cushions for outdoor furniture. Now, very often, you can buy ready-made cushions in the stores, and they're cheap. They're not that good, but they're cheap. And very often, you can't find them that'll fit the way you would like them to fit your furniture. So that would be a reason to come to us. And the same as interior furniture, take a picture of it. If you can bring it in, better yet. But if you cannot, take a picture of it so we can see it. We can tell you what it'll take to bring it back. We do a lot of, like, particularly in the Green Ridge Scranton area or in some of the lake areas, we do a lot of outdoor wicker. Now, a lot of people have a lot of wicker furniture on their porches. And the wicker furniture of old was so good. It had hand-tied coil springs in it, not like the plastic fake wicker you now buy in a grocery store. This was real furniture. And we do quite a lot of it. And really,
it makes sense to dress it up with new cushions, but could you have a one-size-fits-all? You can't.
No, you can't. There is no one-size-fits-all. They should change that expression to one-size-sort-of-fits.
One-size-fits-nothing.
Yeah, one-size-sort-of-fits occasionally. That would be a better way.
Right.
What we're doing will fit perfectly. It'll fit better than new. We do a lot of it. We do a lot of outdoor furniture, especially old furniture. Like,
nice.
Like up Elk Lake, the one by Waymart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people have lots of wicker furniture there that's in beautiful condition because it was used indoors in cottages. So it wasn't exposed to the elements. So
it's in good condition. Yeah. So it just needs a new
cushion. And they all have hand tied springs. You know, a lot of them are natural finish. I mean, if they're painted, they have to always be painted. And we repaint them if you need it. But if they were never painted, wicker is beautiful.
Yes. Very nice. Now, the latest rage seems to be very big, upholstered headboards. Do you do those?
Yes. We build those from scratch. Sometimes what you can do with an upholstered headboard, if you have a wooden headboard, I can take that off of your bed and turn it into an upholstered headboard. You know, professionally, that you would never know it wasn't always an upholstered headboard. That said, if you have no headboard, which is a lot, I just did one for a decorator. She had a California King bed, which I forget the size of it. I think it's 7 feet, 2 inches wide. And she bought a Hollywood frame. They don't come with a headboard at all. And she wanted a headboard a certain way. She wanted it almost up to the ceiling, you know, a real tall headboard. So the good part is about a custom-made headboard, you just have me come to your house, tell me what you want. I will make it exactly that way. She showed me a picture in a magazine. She wanted it to look like this. It was just no problem at all. You know, my brother is an expert craftsman. He builds all the frames. And within 2 weeks, she had that mounted on her bed, and she just couldn't believe it. We did lots of headboards. You can do them plain or tufted or channeled or whatever works for you.
No matter what you want, what style, look.
Well, it's all about a look and not always the look. We had a customer with a child, and she wanted the upholstered headboard because he was always hitting his head on the headboard. So that one was upholstered for real reasons.
And for safety.
And his headboard, we not only mounted it to the bed, we mounted it to the wall as well. So now the bed doesn't move. And it was safer for him. So we did that for her.
Gives her peace of mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
And plus, it's beautiful. I mean, you can have your headboard upholstered in the same fabric as a chair in the room, or we can, if we collaborate with Beth, who is at Keystone Fabrics downstairs from us, we can make the skirt, the bedding, and the headboard all from the same material, and even pillow shams if you want. You know, whatever you want. It's unlimited what you can do.
So your showroom has thousands of examples and samples of fabric.
We have fabric. We have headboard samples for you to see. We have all kinds of window treatments.
And pillows, throw pillows.
We have hundreds of throw pillows to select from, or we can custom make throw pillows too.
Okay. So you offer a lot.
Anything that we can to make your house prettier and to make it so I can pay my taxes.
Sounds great. Matt Marzani, owner of Keystone Upholstering Company, your contact information, please.
Okay, we are located at 1521 North Main Avenue. That's in the North Scranton area. Next door to North Scranton Junior High School, which is now Goodwill Apartments. My phone number is 570-343-7123, and our email address is info@keystonefabrics.net.
And your website is www.keystonefabrics.net. Thank you for 2 weeks in a row. We appreciated your time.
I thank you.
And our discussion with you. Thank you so much. Pat?
Yes, we have a good deal on a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home on a double lot at 536 North Lincoln Avenue in Scranton. For only $57,000. This home sits on a large, flat, 50 by 145 lot with off-street parking. This is a solid home. It could use some updating, but at this price, it's definitely worth the look. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 536 North Lincoln Avenue in Scranton for only $57,000, and that's listed by John Sokolowski of our office.
Thank you, and don't forget to visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, during the week. And also remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.